beverages and get one free on our app. For a limited time, $1 any size hot coffee. Only valid for a la carte offers. McCafe Rewards is valid through 12/31/17 and participating U.S. McDonald's. Price and participation may vary.
Welcome, everyone. Let's go ahead with roll call. Kevin Yates.
Here.
Margaret Hansen.
Present.
Pterodactyl?
Here.
You can't always choose your name, but you can choose your favorites with McDonald's McPick 2 menu.
Let me get a McPick 2.
Mix and match two of your favorites with McPick 2 for $3. Choose from six-piece chicken McNuggets, double cheeseburger, sausage McGriddles, or medium fry. Any two for just $3. Price of participation may vary. Limited time offer. See store for details.
We're visiting with BASF Corn Fungicides product manager Scott Stout. What goals should growers set when planning for plant 2017?
A good goal for growers this year, like any others, is get as many plants emerged out of the ground as possible. More seedlings mean more opportunity to have a well-established crop.
How can growers achieve more rapid, even emergence?
Growers can make an in-furrow application of Xanthion in-furrow fungicide in their corn acres. In addition to disease control, benefits include enhanced root mass and plant growth, and at higher seedling vigor and stress tolerance.
How does Xanthion in-furrow fungicide work to protect young corn plants?
Xanthion in-furrow fungicide controlled our Exoctonia fusarium species through a complementary mode of action. Taking a proactive approach by planting an foliar fungicide application helps carry benefits through harvest.
How can growers learn more about getting their crops the start they need?
Growers can learn more at agproducts.basf.us or by contacting their local authorized BASF retailer.
Always read and follow label directions.
Back here on Tiger Talk on 1410 KGRN, we are live. Eric Grinnell Sporting Goods for all your custom screen printing and embroidery for your team or business apparel. See Grinnell Sporting Goods, 1020 Main Street in downtown Grinnell. Chris Varney, Chris Kaufman, Chris Squared with you here on Tiger Talk on KGRN, just like old times when we did the football games together.
That's right.
For a couple of years. Coming up, want to talk about a couple things. You have Hoops for Hope, which is an annual event coming up. That's coming up later this month. And what day is that? That's January...
That is January 27th. January 27th. I think it's a
Newton
basketball game.
Yeah, Newton. You can get T-shirts, the Hoop for Hope T-shirts, and you can order them online, or you can go to the middle school or the high school. You can order them online. There's black T-shirts and there's purple T-shirts with the pink printing on it. This is the annual cancer awareness games, and you can get T-shirts for it. Short sleeve T-shirts are $15. Long sleeve T-shirts are $20. If you want a 2XL T-shirt like me, you get there's just $2 more. 3XL, they're $3 more. You must get those orders in by January 18th. So you can go to GoGrinnellTigers.com and get all the information there so you can wear your Hoops for Hope T-shirts for that big game.
Caring Kettle Soup Supper, February 10th, which supports teachers, faculty, people who have dealt with some kind of tragedy in their life and need some support, and money goes back for them, and we've been able to help a lot of teachers who had to deal with cancer or something where they needed food, they needed gas money, just to help them out, just to give them something they don't have to worry about. So, that's a big event, and hopefully we can get a lot of people to come there and support that one also.
Yeah. I know the debate team has got some debates coming up. They go to Iowa City High at the end of the month, 27th, 28th of January. Then I think they go to Iowa City West, and I think in February sometime.
And speaking of debate, they received a seventh-place finish at the Iowa State Debate Tournament. Connor Duffus and Robbie Shore advanced to the semifinals in public forum. Marie Burnell and Isabella Galagos advanced in the octo final round in public forum. Three students were in the Congress. Debaters represented in the Wards of House, which is the top 20 of the 49 debaters. Oswaldo Ambrosio got 7th. Julian Moisson got 11th. And Zoe Scheinfeld got 20th. So great job for those people. But, yeah, like we mentioned before and we talked about, there's so many different things. We have a robotics club now, and we got some sponsors for that. They're just starting in where they're doing some things. So just a wide variety of activities that anybody can be a part of. And
there was even something that amazed me. When I interviewed Mary Blanchard during the cross-country season for the extra point, And you, if you don't tune in for the Extra Point every Thursday night at 6 o'clock, you miss it because that's when we feature some of the Grinnell Tiger athletes and athletes from all around the area. But I talked to Mary Blanchard, and she says she competes in a version of Iron Chef.
Yeah, yes.
Which they do, where they get the ingredients. It's like a combination of Iron Chef and Chopped, where you get the food ingredients, and then you cook up a dish. And she said there was a lot of people that were involved in it. I didn't even know that existed up at Grinnell High School until she told me.
Yeah, Mrs. Skouskin, FCS teacher, has incorporated this last couple of years, and it's a big hit. For kids to come in and
I love both of those shows.
Yeah, and it's so another opportunity of things. There are just so many opportunities. And what you mentioned right there is with Mary, it's not just where kids are just doing one thing. We have kids doing a variety of things. You know, Mary's playing basketball. She went to state and cross country, which I don't think we mentioned, but you know, they're back to back. The boys were back to back second place finishes in state cross country. But you know, there she's involved in the Iron Chef competition. I mean, so many different things kids are involved with. So
if they ever need a judge for that competition, I volunteer.
All right, we'll pass the word on that. Yeah, most definitely. But yeah, like you said, and we've mentioned this so many times, there's just a lot of opportunities for kids. And you know, we have an activities fair in the spring where we bring the middle school kids in and describe about all the things. And every group has a little section where they talk about. And it's really kind of the introductory to things. But there is a lot of activities and a lot of success that's happening with all of these.
It really is. You can follow it on GoGrinnellTigers.com. You've been more active in social media, especially on Twitter. I think to a certain extent, maybe Facebook, but I think more so in Twitter. I mean, I not only see tweets from you, but I see tweets from a lot of different departments up at Grinnell, too.
Right.
Twitter is a strong informational social network nowadays.
It was. And I think one of the interesting thing was after Saturday at the rivalry game at the U.S. Cellular Center, you know, I'm sending out messages or tweets what's going on. And then it just went crazy because as people were retweeting and liking, and you know, there was a lot of followers that, you know, people were not gonna, you know, who weren't able to go or, you know, maybe listen to the KGRN broadcast of it, but were able to enjoy the girls in the finish. So
we had a lot of response to that basketball game on Saturday night.
Yeah.
We were glad we were able to. It was a late night, but I think I laid my head down on my pillow that night at like 12:15, but. It was well worth it. That was a basketball game to remember. So you got basketball going on in terms of the sports. We talked a lot about activity sports. The wrestling team, they got conference coming up on January 28th. That's going to be at Dallas Center Grimes. So it's winter is exciting time. Swimming, they got conference coming up too.
And they've really done well. Fortunately, I don't people realize that swimming is just has one class. So our boys, you know, they do really well, but maybe not are able to beat Iowa City West or Dowling. So,
got to wrap it up, Chris. As always, we'll do this again in March.
Great.
Thanks to Eric Reese at Grinnell Sporting Goods. This has been Tiger Talk on 1410 KGRN in Grinnell.
Your news, sports, and information station, 1410 KGRN Grinnell.